An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Mac was to be with us this morning, but he's not here, so hopefully he'll call in. If he doesn't, why, of course, it'll be just you and me. So if you'd like to give us a call, my number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, but something very large is afoot. Gold hit an all-time high 2 days ago. Yesterday it was up to 285. I think it closed at $1,585 an ounce, $1,585 for one $20 gold piece. This morning it was opened at $1,592. Silver's up another dollar. Silver was up $2 yesterday. Silver's up a dollar today. What does that really mean? Well, it means that the world financial system is in real trouble. People are turning from traditional monetary investments to gold and silver because many people think that the whole system's coming down. Will America default? Probably not. At least what they'll try to do is just go ahead and hyperinflate our debt away. You can make debt disappear by simply printing more money, destroying the value of the currency. It's the cruelest tax of all, and yet that's exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know, because if the American people knew, why, they'd try to protect themselves. They're selfish, you know. People are selfish. They want to look after themselves. And, of course, the politicians want to just keep buying the votes by giving away money we don't have. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed money. Can you get out of debt by borrowing more money? Can you spend yourself into prosperity with money you don't have? And of course you can't. And of course Ben Bernanke has said just yesterday, testifying that they were quite willing to stimulate the economy again. We've had quantitative easing one, we've had quantitative easing two, somewhere between $3 and $4 trillion, and Did we drive unemployment down? Did we create a prosperous society? No. Unemployment's at the highest level they have ever acknowledged it to be 9.2%, because they're lying as they do about everything else. I mean, certainly honest people don't lie, but government officials lie. They lie about everything because they're paid to lie about everything. And the old adage, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they, so many of them work for the government. The real unemployment level is 22.3%, according to John Williams, and that is the U6 unemployment when you take the birth-death-death ratio out. And certainly John Williams is not the only one who's talking about this, no less an expert than Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the Trilateral Commission, frequent visitor or guest of the Bilderbergers, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, former, and he is actually still the editor of USA and World Report, which is the conservative publication put out by the establishment to conceal the truth from you. But actually, one of the things that he has actually done is at a recent essay, and you can get this on the Drudge Report, Mortimer Zuckerman discussed unemployment and mentioned the fact that the U6 figures as published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics had something called the birth-death ratio, and if you took that out, the level of unemployment is much higher. He didn't mention 22.3%, but he said that the U6 figures put out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics were totally fraudulent. Well, we have a guest. Who's our guest? Is Sheriff Mack here, or do we have another caller?
Well, it's not Sheriff Mack yet, Dr. Stan. It's Steve from Greeley calling, and just a couple of questions. The first thing I was going to say was a comment on silver prices. We know that the paper silver price has really pushed the price of silver way down low in the last several months. And I'm wondering, my first question is, whether you think that the silver market, the silver paper market, not the actual metal, but the silver paper market is going to crash anytime soon. I'm suspecting it very likely could.
I don't know. The silver paper market is manipulated, but the real market, and basically, if you are into the paper market and you were to say, buy, purchase silver, and then with an option or with the idea of picking it up, when you came to pick up the silver, you'd find you had very real difficulty getting it because there isn't any. There's a real shortage of silver. There's a very narrow market out there. Silver is used in so many things electronically today, and certainly they're not producing as much silver as they're utilizing. The price, I believe, should be $75 to $100 an ounce, which would not certainly limit its use because they use so little of it. But every cell phone, every television set, everything electronic, every iPhone, they all have some silver in them. And it's an essential element in electronics today. So I think the price should be much higher. You're absolutely right. The paper market's manipulated. But even the real market, in other words, if you go out and you try to buy silver, they've driven the price down. It's a wonderful buy. I mean, personally, I believe that silver has a far greater upside potential than gold right now. And I certainly encourage people to buy silver. I think they'll do very, very well in it. But as far as the paper market, who knows what they're going to do? They can do whatever they want to. After all, they can control the media, they control the government, they control the educational system, they control the banks, they control the corporations. They can do whatever they want to. They're above the law. And, of course, they're energized by, I believe, a Luciferian force. Hey, hang on. We'll get back to you. I'd like your thoughts. And our number, 877-254-7524.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Thank you.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so if you have a question, give us a call at 877-254-7524. Is our caller there, still there? Gentleman was asking about silver. Well, certainly they can do whatever they want to as far as manipulating the markets, but sooner or later, why, the real prices are going to have to come forward. And there is a shortage of silver. I think the price is going to go up. And as I say, silver was up $2, over $2 yesterday. I don't think I've ever seen that dramatic a rise. It was up $1 this morning, early this morning. And gold is up again to $15.90 an ounce, highest price it's ever been. Are you hearing that on the radio? Are you hearing that on television? Why aren't you hearing that? Well, because they'd much rather get you talking about Lady Gaga or certainly the latest scandal in Washington, D.C., or the debate over the deficit. And are we going to increase the level of borrowing, you know? And the Republicans want to cut taxes. The Democrats want to raise taxes. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all political theater. It's the Republicans that got us into this mess. It was George Bush who basically, you know, they cut taxes and increased spending. You can't do that. George Bush knew that, but George Bush is simply controlled by the Trilateral Commission. His vice president was a member of the Trilateral Commission, Dick Cheney, and of course they conspired to destroy our economy. Barack Obama is controlled by exactly the same people. And if you doubt that this is a conspiracy, why, I suggest you read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. We do have secondhand copies. You can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And just ask for No Apologies. And basically, you can read from page 280 to the end of the chapter. Barry Goldwater tells you exactly how our unelected rulers control us. And on page 280, he talks about certainly Nelson Rockefeller's Council on Foreign Relations. And of course, that's a domestic organization. But David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. And their goal is to control the financial and commercial interests of the world by first seizing control of the government of the United States. And they've done it. And certainly, if you are from 1977 to 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls, 87 people, in the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think that happened just by accident? Certainly, six of the eight world bank presidents came from the membership rolls of the Northern American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Eight of the 10 city World Trade representatives came from that membership rolls. 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense. Do you honestly think that was just aw shucks? They were the only people in America that were worthy of those high positions? Of course not. I mean, I think there were 12 or 13 of the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission in Obama's initial cabinet and high officials. They control our government and make mockery of the electoral process, but they control the Democrat Party, the Republican Party. They control the mass media. And, of course, this is how they control our nation. And, of course, what they're doing is systematically transferring our jobs overseas, our manufacturing. They know exactly what they're doing. Why do we have such a shortage of good paying manufacturing jobs in America? Because they've all gone overseas. Why have they gone overseas? Well, first of all, because corporations don't have to pay any taxes if they go overseas. Secondly, they can get cheap labor. Third, they can certainly produce the products there and then bring them back to the United States without paying any tariffs. Wouldn't you, if you were the CEO of a major corporation, move overseas? Of course you would. You don't have to pay any taxes. You stay here. You pay a 35% tax. You move overseas. You don't pay any taxes. And, of course, there's no recriminations. And you don't have to put up with the unions. You don't have to pay Social Security and Medicare. And you don't have to put up with the EPA harassing you intentionally to drive you out of the country. And OSHA harassing you intentionally to drive you out of the country. And, of course, our officials know what they're doing. They are intentionally trying to destroy the infrastructure of our nation so they can build up the economy of the rest of the world. And, of course, then we can merge into this wonderful one-world government. But first of all, and they're in the process right now, after having raised the living standards in other countries, now they're going to collapse the economy of the whole world. And out of this chaos, I fear, is going to come a great war. And then out of the Great War would come a one-world government. That's why they instituted the First World War. There was no reason for World War One, other than they wanted a world government. How do I know? Does anybody ever actually say that? Yes. There's a wonderful book we have called Confessions of a Reformer, written by Frederick Howe. And he was actually a liberal. He was part of this whole incredible a group of people back in 1914, 15, 16 wanted a world government. Oh, isn't it wonderful? We're going to have a world government and world peace and world prosperity. And he was a reformer. He described himself as a hidden world reformer, and he justified World War One. After all, England was justified in going to World War One because she had a treaty with Belgium, written in 1870, and here it is, 1914, and of course, Germany has violated that treaty, so England has to go to war because we've got to have world peace, the world law. We have to agree, we have to sort of go along with the treaties that have been written. Those treaties have to have the effect of law, and so England was justified in going to war. And Frederick Howe really believed this until, of course, he went to Versailles along with Colonel House and a group known as the Inquiry. And, of course, these were the intellectuals who wanted world government. And Frederick Howe was assigned the job of going over the British treaties and to try to figure out, you know, what has really been agreed to behind the scenes. And he found that England, which justified going into the war, World War One, with 21 million people killed and another 40 million people injured at the end of the war, looking at this horrible carnage. It really was just nonsensical carnage of soldiers and civilians. But Frederick Howe still justified it until he found out that England really didn't believe in treaties. It was all talk. They'd made a treaty with France to give Palestine to the French. They made a treaty with the Arabs to give Palestine to the Arabs. They made a treaty with the Jews to give Palestine to the Jews. And he suddenly realized that everything he'd believed in his whole life was a lie. And then he met a group, and this is all described in his book, Confessions of a Reformer, well worth getting, and of course I quote from it extensively in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Then Frederick Howell runs into a group of men known as Milner's Kindergarten. Of course, it is this secret society, members of the secret society, Cecil Rhodes created, but Frederick Howell doesn't understand that, and he gets talking with them and talking with the specific people that Philip Kerr and a couple of the others, Lionel Curtis and the other founding members of this secret society. And Frederick Howell says, I don't understand the war. It had to be for capitalistic purposes to make money. And the people from the Round Table group said, no, you don't understand. It has nothing to do with making money. Oh, yes, a lot of people will make money as a result of war, but the war was not fought to make money. The war was the white man's burden. It all had to do with the aristocracy, the responsibility of the aristocracy to bring about a world government. That's what it was about. And here was the words from the very people who instigated the war. And if you study the origins of World War One, you can read my newsletters and find out this was the reason for World War One, was to bring about a world government. And of course at that time it was to be called the League of Nations. And when the League of Nations failed, then we had to have World War Two. And when the United Nations has not yet created a world government, that's why we are moving towards World War III, and that is why we are destabilizing the governments in the Near East and destabilizing the governments in the Middle East, and we're behind all of this spontaneous so-called uprisings. Basically, we're financing the Muslim Brotherhood, just as we financed Al-Qaeda and ISI. They were all financed by our government, the best enemy money could buy. So we could have a war on terrorism, and now we're going to have a war with the Muslim world. Our number 877-254-7524. And of course, that, of course, will give us a temporary respite from our financial problems. It'll mean the end of our freedom as we know it, because, of course, in wartime, why it is unpatriotic to speak out and let people understand that there is a subversive element that controls our government and uses war and crises and assassinations to further their goals. But behind them are the powerful spiritual forces we document so well, I believe, in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, give us a call. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I hope our producer can find Sheriff Mack's telephone number. If he can't, I'll run upstairs and try to get it. But we need your calls, because it's talk radio. We're on the edge of some major cataclysmic event. You don't see gold and silver running the way they have this last week without some reason for it. And if you're not positioned for what's happening, if you're not positioned, have not positioned yourself for the planned destruction of the value of our currency. Of course, there's nothing really more diabolical than to destroy the value of the currency, because, of course, when you do that, why, you impoverish the people. The elderly will suffer, but everybody's going to suffer as they systematically destroy the value of our currency. And you do that simply by, as Ben Bernanke said yesterday, we're ready, of course, to have more stimulation for the economy. How does the government stimulate the economy? Why, they spend money. But the government doesn't have any money, and it can't raise taxes because the Republicans won't let them. So they just create it out of nothing. And that is the pathway to inflation, not only for the United States, but for the entire world. We've been exporting our inflation. That's one reason the prices have not skyrocketed even more here at home. We've been exporting our inflation for many years, but now, of course, the inflation is beginning to rise. Products coming from overseas have gone up. It got up dramatically. They're going to continue to go up. And, of course, we can't produce them here because we've done away with our own industries. We've done away with the electronic industry here in the United States. We've done away with the production of clothing and cloth clothing items here. We've transferred a large part of our automotive industry. We used to export to the whole world. We don't export our cars to the rest of the world. They export them to the United States. We've done away with our steel industry. We've done away with our textile industry. We've even done away with a large part of our food industry by shutting down agricultural production in the Central Valley of the United States. We've transferred the garlic capital of the world from Gilroy in California over to one of the Chinese provinces. Our number 877-254. 877-254. Give us a call. Right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry. And it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
And back here at the American Peace Network, and since our guest isn't here, why, it's up to you to call in if you got a question or comment. Our number 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I have so many telephone numbers and all of my different programs. Sometimes you get them a little mixed up. So if you're out there, give us a call. And because we have nothing really prepared other than our sincere, very deep concern that the economic system of the whole world is beginning to crumble. And of course, people will tell you, oh, there's nothing to worry about. Oh, they got trouble over in Greece, but so what? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just Greece. They've actually, Moody's has actually downgraded the rating for the bonds for Italy and for Portugal and for Greece and for Ireland to the junk status because Moody says they're going to be full. Who do we have on the line?
Paul from Cheyenne.
Hi, well, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying, and Bob Chapman, quite a few, well, even years ago, said this was all going to come to a head like this.
Yeah, he's certainly been accurate in his appraisal of things.
Yes, he has. And I took his advice on a lot of things and got rid of my stocks and paid off my house.
Well, I'm glad you're sitting in good shape now because you don't want to be in debt, that's for sure.
That's correct. And this political ploy in D.C. with the Republicans and the Democrats, they're all in the same bed.
They sure are, you know, and it's all political theater. I mean,
you know,
basically, of course, the Republicans say, you know, we can't raise taxes, and the Democrats are saying we can't cut spending, and basically we need to cut taxes, we need to cut spending. Well, the one place we need to raise taxes on American corporations going overseas, and we need to cut taxes on American corporations here in the United States, and no one will say that. They know what's going on.
Oh, sure they do.
It's all part of the charade that they play.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the latest guy that the president put in charge of checking on jobs in the United States, the former CEO of General Electric, which he laid off 50,000 workers of American workers here in the United States with General Electric, and they're overseas. And it was also pointed out that a lot of your small businesses, all your small businesses, they pay 35% taxes, but your big corporations like General Electric over the last 5 years, they paid a whopping 7.8% in taxes to the federal government.
Sure. Well, basically, it's like they want to tax the rich, and yet the rich don't pay taxes. They've got
that's right.
Around that, it's all about taxing the middle class.
It's never changed.
Their businesses here.
Well, anyway, you have a good day, Dr. Stan, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
I'm glad you got out of debt, and please pray for Bob Chapman and for Radio Liberty, too. Thanks so much.
Do we
have another caller? Do we have another caller on the line?
Yeah, this is Larry from Longmont.
Hi, Larry from Longmont. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you see the World War III starting before the Antichrist comes or after?
Well, I think it's going to happen before the Antichrist comes. Remember, there are a number of wars described in the Bible. There's the Ezekiel 38-39 war. There's one described in the Psalms, and I think it's 83-85, somewhere in there. And of course, everything suggests that these are going to precede the Antichrist coming. So I think we're going to go through terrible, terrible times. I think God's got to bring his judgment on the American people. I fear this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I see Antichrist coming and solving all the economical and environmental problems. And then after the 3.5 years, then that's when the war is going to break out.
Well, but you see, that is the Battle of Armageddon you're talking about. And many people believe that's entirely different than Ezekiel 38 and 39. Have you read Ezekiel 38 and 39? Are you acquainted with it?
Uh-huh, we're Gog and Magog, that's Russia and...
That's right. And
Russia and then Moscow for Magog.
I do not believe that's the Battle of Armageddon. I believe that's... precedes the Battle of Armageddon. But then, I mean, I'm not a theologian. Sydney, you have as much right to your opinion as I do to mine. We're just going to have to wait and see. You know, it's sort of like, I mean, are you pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib? And, well, I'm a pan-trib. I think it's all going to pan out. We'll never know till it happens.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
God bless. And we have another caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful. Love to hear from you. 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dustin from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Hey, good to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir, I do. My wife had heard that pediatricians are going to start refusing to see children that are not vaccinated. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't, and I don't think that they're... What do they say they're going to do?
They're going to refuse to see children that have not been vaccinated.
Refuse to teach them?
See them. Pediatricians are going to refuse to see children that haven't been vaccinated.
Well, some pediatricians will, and I would just tell those pediatricians to get lost. Or even have a form, and I think it should be up on my website. And basically, give it to the pediatrician, and it just simply says that I, in the pediatrician's name, have given such a vaccine to so-and-so. And then it goes on to say, I've read all of the material on this vaccine. I know that the federal legislation prevents lawsuits against the vaccine companies in case there's a mm-hmm. complication related to the vaccination. Therefore, to demonstrate the fact that this vaccine is totally safe, I accept full responsibility for any damage to this child as a result of my administering this vaccine, signed and witnessed. And just ask the pediatrician to sign that. And he's not going to do it.
Do you
and
think that
we have this
America's
form
high...
and it should be posted on my website.
Okay. Do you think that America's high infant mortality rate is because of vaccines?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, but remember, they're doing everything they can to incite cancer. They're doing everything they can to incite Alzheimer's disease, which leads to early death. I mean, they're poisoning us at every turn, so it's not...
From every direction, yeah.
Certainly the things that are in the vaccines, the mercury, the aluminum, the aspartame, the MSG, the formaldehyde, co-infections, other things that they've put into our vaccines, like a cancer virus, the simian virus 40, in the original polio vaccine, and they knew it was there, and they continued to administer that vaccine, and a third of our population, between a quarter and a third of our population, carries this in their bloodstream today. My number, 1-877-254-7524. Be back in just a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Berner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Berner Roofing in Fort Collins. In business for 10 years, 2927 Bassick Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and do we have a caller on the line, or is our caller still there? Do we have a caller?
Virginia Farver?
Yes. Hi, Virginia. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I have a question for you. I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Is this the lady we talked to the other day?
Yes, I was the one who spoke to you the other day.
I just sent an email out to all my friends
from Safer Wireless and the American Association for Cell Phone Safety to listen to your programs, and because you guys have a lot of stuff about cell phones and all the wireless. But concerning the economy right now, what can the average American citizen do right now to help their families? That's my question.
Well, what you have to do, first of all, is realize that we're heading into a crisis. What you want to do is financially get out of debt as quickly as you can. You certainly want to have a supply of food on hand. You want to have your Berkey water filters. You can purify water. You want to have some 50-gallon things of water. You want to have medical supplies on hand. Things that you need just to function. You even need to have a small group of people around you who think the same way that you do, or at least so that you can get together and help one another, because difficult times are coming. Now, as far as economically are concerned, you need to get out of anything that is related to the dollar. You need to get out of your annuities, your bank accounts, your CDs, your basically, it would be well to get out of every stock except the gold and silver stocks. Position yourself for the collapse of the dollar. That's why you should be in gold or silver. And you need some money on hand so you can get by temporarily. But as far as protecting yourself financially, why, of course, you need to have these metals, because they've held up for thousands of years. And they'll hold up one way or another what's going on. Of course, the most important thing is the spiritual aspect of this battle. And if you listen to Virginia to my programs regularly, you realize that there really are secret societies, there are Luciferian organizations out there. And we hope that you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's the only thing that's going to sustain any of us through the difficult times that lie ahead.
Yes, I do. And I, like you said, you already know my story, so you know that I'm already a victim of this government with the cancer episode. But what do people do that have retirement accounts in 401ks? They say you can't get these out. Is there any way to do that?
Yes, there are. And if you have IRAs, is it a 401k or is it an IRA?
401k.
Are you still working or not?
I'm not, but my husband is.
Okay, now he may be able then to borrow against that. If they will not let him take, how much longer does your husband have to work before he can retire?
He's planning on probably another 10 years.
Well, I would tell you what I would do. I would probably take half the value of that and borrow it. Now, admittedly, you're going to have to pay interest on it, but you pay interest back to yourself. into your own account. And I would take that and put that into gold and silver.
Okay.
Why would I do that? Well, it may very well be because the government gets more and more desperate that they're going to nationalize the retirement accounts. This is what they've done in Argentina, and they're talking about there's legislation to do that here. And what they're going to do is say, well, we're going to give you an annuity. You know, we want to protect you. You're probably going to be in the hands of an unscrupulous stock market advisor. You're not going to be smart enough to invest properly. So we're going to guarantee you an annuity payable in American dollars. Of course, they don't tell you they're going to destroy the value of our currency. If he could get half of it out and put it in gold and silver, if I'm right, he'll make a fortune. If I'm wrong, at least you'll have the other half of your retirement there.
The economy is so soft right now, you just worry if there's even going to be anything left for anyone.
Well,
and there's so many people taking from the government that, I don't know if, it just worries me.
Well, with good justification, but of course you make your actions now, you diversify your investments. You don't put all your eggs in one basket, but if you could borrow half of your 401k. Right now, gold and silver are acting. I've never seen anything like that. Gold hit an all-time high 2 days ago. Did you read about it in the paper?
Yes.
Did you read about it in the paper?
Yep.
Okay, well, then your paper's better than mine, that's for sure. Well, anyway, because it hit 1592 this morning on price of gold. And then the price of silver was up $2 yesterday, a dollar today. Move quickly because we're on the edge of something major happening. Okay?
Okay, I will.
God bless. And we have another caller. Who's calling in?
My name is Donna. I live in Loveland.
Hi, Loveland. How are you doing?
I'm great. I just was listening to Virginia, and my husband and I were in the same situation. She lives in Fort Collins. We live in Loveland. We are both still working, but our battle plan was to eke out get our debt down to a very manageable way of living, keep a minimal amount of cash in our bank, just enough to pay the bills and keep the rest in reserve, and then also build up our gold and silver. We started buying silver when it was $16 an ounce. Now it's at $35 an ounce. We started, buying gold when it was $900, and now it's like $15. So this is not something that you invest in to make a profit. You invest in it for security, and that would be my message to Virginia because we were in the same boat that she's in now.
Thank you for calling. I'm so glad that you listened and you did what should have been done. I wish I could get people to go back and get it at that price, but I think that it's got a long way to go. And I'm pretty frightened for people who have conventional investments today. I'm so glad you did what was right, and you protected yourself. And so you must listen to talk radio regularly.
I listened to your show, and I started waking up through American News Network a couple years ago, and I've expanded to listen to other alternative media. Thanks. God bless. Dr. Stan, take care.
Thank you. Bye. God bless you, too. Bye-bye. And we'll be back tomorrow.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm back here in American Freedom Network, and I enjoy when we do open lines. I hope you do as well. And I think it's fascinating to find out the people out there are listening. At least a few people are making the preparations for the very real difficult times that lie ahead. So certainly heed what said. And remember, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon, but I know a lot of smart people, and we try to certainly combine what they tell us into a message that will help you. Now, you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day, 12 hours a day, even 24 hours a day, going to our website, radioliberty.com. If you've got an iPhone, you can listen to the live and the archive programs, MP3. At radioliberty.com, you can listen to our archived programs, our live programs. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, well, you can listen to our afternoon Genesis program, radioliberty.com. Please encourage others to listen. And then if you're in a position to help us financially, of course, we could use your help to maintain the network of about 65 outlets every week. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope that's 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Then, of course, we hope that you'll go ahead and get on my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, give you real oversight into what's going on. You need to get a syllabus to go with us to understand the genocidal program that is being carried out today. My talk on the planned population reduction. Certainly, if you want to know the Trilateral Commission, excellent DVD by Pat Wood on the Trilateral Commission. You want to know about vaccinations, why, of course, Dr. David Aub, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, that's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, gets into the mercury and the vaccines. David Aub's talk on aluminum toxicity, excellent. Dr. Russell Blaylock's talk on vaccines and brain development, excellent talk. And incidentally, Dr. Blaylock's going into surgery today. Pray for him, a successful outcome. He is having a major surgery undertaken. Dr. Blaylock's a good friend. If you listen to our programs regularly, we have a number of tape sets with him, Life-Saving Secrets, a 4-tape set we think is so vitally important for you to have. We carry Dr. Blaylock's books, but he's a good friend and a very courageous individual. But we do carry his DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you'd like a free catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. You need to get the information that's there. We have books and 4-tape sets on vaccination. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our elderly people and creating Alzheimer's disease. They know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning our water with fluoride, and of course, specifically, they've targeted the black population. And where's the outcry from, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton about the things that they're doing with the water fluoridation to destroy the health of our blacks, and of course, what they're doing with abortion to destroy the black population. But that's for another day. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops.